You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. We are reunited and it feels so good. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Still trying to survive from last night's game and not like make sure my heart doesn't explode, but awesome from it.
And yeah, my team won this week, so I'm allowed back on the pod. Doesn't feel like we won, but you know, here I am. I'm back.
My team's game is it's on international ground, so it's like it doesn't even count.
It doesn't even count.
Different zip code. Didn't happen. Different area code.
We don't feel that. It's just kind of
that rule doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's who they are. Doesn't apply to them. All right, well, on today's episode of the show, we're going to talk through a handful of keep, trade, cut scenarios with a bit of a Halloween twist. We'll go keep, trade, stab for a spooky season, right? It's Halloween time. So before we get into it, this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed ad-free, and all we ask in return is that you leave us a five-star rating and check out all of our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So Ryan, why don't you kick us off? What's the first keep, trade, cut you got going on here?
Do we want to go super big first or work our way to it?
Oh, yeah, go super big.
Okay. So super big, trade, keep, cut, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson.
That is big.
All right. Well, first off, F you. That's first. Second. the trade, look, we got to put this in here right now because I feel like some people don't even understand what we're doing here when it comes to keep, trade, cut. The trade needs to be the guy with the most, you know, value.
And, bingo.
You know, you can actually throw that right out the window here because they all have stupid value. Jesus, that is Anthony, you go first. Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what to do with that one. Yeah, it's really hard. I think I want to trade Jefferson. Okay, I think I'm going to trade Justin Jefferson. That feels bad to even say because yeah. I want to keep all three.
I feel like you just swore. We're going to have to tell Matt about that.
Yeah, but no cop-outs. So I want to keep all three. So I'm going to trade Jefferson. I think I'm going to cut CeeDee Lamb, and I'm going to keep Ja'Marr Chase. And that's it feels bad, but that's where I'm at.
Lamb has not lived up to the other two. He's not been bad this year, but the other two are there already.
And this is what we were talking about in chat earlier. Like, I'm starting to think Ja'Marr Chase might be getting close to Dynasty wide receiver one. Like, just it's absurd to say it this soon. But this start, there's nothing fluky about it. He's making just bonkers plays and consistently doing everything. He's already wide receiver six. Obviously, he's rookies. Give the guy his chemistry. My God, dude. I think he's going to be that guy for me in Dynasty.
It's not weird to say. We were saying that about Jefferson last year, so we could say it this year with him.
Yeah, but we're talking Jefferson at a historic season, and – I'm thinking Ja'Marr Chase might be better.
I can believe it.
I don't think it's that crazy. Like I said trade Jefferson because I think that that's where you get like the huge value
huge
return
package
out of these guys. Like I remember this was a couple months ago, but I had put like a question out there on, I think it was on Reddit to answer questions on a podcast about, you know, trade mailbag kind of stuff. And someone said they sold Jefferson for, I think it was like four or five first round picks. Like there was a point where you could get the legitimate like King's ransom for Justin Jefferson. And I think that's still out there. But Ja'Marr Chase, after that weird like offseason and preseason has settled in and looks like the player he was in college. Like he's He's great.
He can see the ball now. He can see the ball now.
He learned all fears those lines. And
I think maybe they put used like a paint that only he can see. It's like a dog whistle, but for eyesight. And
he got LASIK with Jameis. Jameis was like, trust me, it'll ruin your career if you don't get this now.
I really hope people tried to trade for him when that happened.
Agreed. Like, yeah.
I bet a lot of people who crapped on him got their bluff called that day. He was like, oh, you hate him that much and you have him on your fantasy team. Okay, trade him to me. Yeah. And a lot of people were like,
well, no.
No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, okay, guy.
I legit traded this season that bad news came out. So August 21st, Robbie Anderson, first, second, and a second for him.
Oh, my God. Whoever the guy who traded him to you needs to quit. He needs to leave. You need to take a lap. You need to take a year off. You need to go to Antarctica. You need a fish.
Take a year off.
He's got to go.
You're done. No more fantasy. You're done.
Ice fishing.
Ice fishing is for him.
And you're walking around on tennis rackets.
Yep. No, sorry. This is the way that it is. These are the rules.
When you reach Hoff.
Yeah. We don't make the rules. We just live by them. All right. This is the way it's got to be. Good luck in your perpetual winter. All right, I gotta keep trade cut. It's the suffix edition. All right, so keep trade cut. Michael Pittman Jr., Henry Ruggs III, Laviska Shenault Jr. Which guy with a suffix at the end of their name?
I like that. Good timing. Good timing after last night. Who is the most valuable out of those three? Well, I guess I'm cutting Visca. That's pretty clear cut and dry. Pittman, and who's the other one?
Henry Ruggs.
Ooh. Yeah, no, I think I am going to cut Visca. Oh, that sucks. That hurts for me. I will trade Pittman because I think he has the most value and I think he has the brightest future. And I'll keep Ruggs. I feel like Ruggs, I think he still has a chance here. I think he's still good.
Yeah, I'm doing the same with Ruggs. I'm keeping Ruggs up. Dude, he's starting to shine, and now that they can throw the deep ball a little bit, maybe they'll get some changes with staff who will let them do that more. It could be really good for him. He's right now wide receiver 32 and looks good. I'm cutting Pittman and I'm trading Shenault because even though Shenault's struggling, I feel like he still has the name value and where people will buy him because of what we saw in the past. And they love players like him. So I want to trade him, cut Pittman.
That's fair.
I'm with you. I would trade Visca because there's so many people that still love him. And not that I don't like him, but I think that I could still manage a decent return out of him. I'll keep Pittman and I'll cut Henry Ruggs. I do like Henry Ruggs, and I think he's coming on a little bit and has a good chance. But I really, really liked Michael Pittman Jr. coming out last year, and I really like what we've seen so far this year. Looks like he's
that catch last night was absurd.
Oh yeah,
he's a good player.
My TV almost had a controller through it. Like he had that effect on me.
All right, Eric, what do you have for us? Keep trade stab. Right.
So yeah, mine are have nothing to do with fantasy football. So if you want to skip ahead. Don't do that. Okay.
Well, no, you don't get to skip ahead. This is you listen to the full 35 minutes. Okay. You get what you came for. You get what you get. You don't get upset.
It's spooky season. So we're doing questions. All right. If either of the two of you tell me you haven't seen one of these, I'm going to leave I'm just going to leave without announcement. I'm just going to literally exit out. Halloween, Friday the 13th, or Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right, the classics.
I want to rescind something. I'm not doing keep trade cut with these. I just want you to tell me which one you like the most. Because it's a little too hard to do keep trade cut with these.
Dude, I love Halloween, man. Michael Myers is just a gangster.
Yeah,
he's always there. He's walking. He's calm.
He's cool, his calm, and collected.
And his kills are always so brutal, but so funny.
I like it. His kills in the remake from 2018?
Nope.
Yeah, like when he steals that dude's bits in the bathroom with the truck stop. Yeah. Oh my God.
So we were we actually watched the 2018 one like two or three days ago, and I was laughing at that exact part. So I'm like, he was just thinking, I gotta find a mechanic to kill because I need to get this fit off. Like, I need to get this.
Let me get my jumpsuit. It's my calling card.
Like, I do.
Or like, he dresses the ghost like right before he goes and kills people while they're having sex. It's hilarious. He has a sense of humor, even though he's a Stone Cold killer. I mean, they all do, but I love it.
And are you on the Halloween wagon?
I think it's really close. I think I'm going to go Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, that's fair. Can we agree that Friday the 13th is the worst out of all of them? Like, Friday the 13th sucks.
Easily.
That's a bad franchise. Sorry, Jason. He'll probably come kill me in my sleep tonight, but that's a bad franchise. Like, I've seen all of them, and they're just trash.
I mean, you only got to – Jason can only get you in one place if you're at Camp Crystal Lake. The other guys, they got rage.
They do have rage.
He's got like a 6 mile radius, and that's it.
That's true. That's true.
It's so true.
But he went to Manhattan that one time. So, and space.
Space. I was gonna say. Remember when he went to space?
He went to space.
Did Michael Myers go to space too, though?
Michael Myers.
Yeah, the one with like.
Michael Myers ended up in California in H2O. So yeah. Somehow that happened. Yeah. He's usually only in Illinois too. So like, I guess if you're not in Illinois, I don't know.
Sorry, Big Ten fans.
We get this episode's going off the rails.
It's gonna get worse. Don't worry. That was the calm question.
Also, we get that. We get Halloween Kills this week, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Peacock on Friday. Oh, I'm yeah. Watching that. That's my Friday night.
Movie theater popcorn.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm in. Yes, I'm in. Sir. All right, Ryan, give us your next keep trade cut.
Okay, this is a little bit weird, I feel like. Antonio Gibson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Ouch.
Javonte Williams.
Oh, boy.
All right, well.
I know what I have, so you go first, Eric.
I like Gibson a lot more than the other two right now, I'll tell you that much. I think you're going to get the most for Gibson, so I'd probably trade Gibson, sadly, because I would want to keep him. The other two. Oh, I'm going to hate myself for this, because this is not on brand for me. I think I've seen enough of what CEH is, and I don't think he's as bad as people are making him out to be, but like I think I know what he is at this point, so I'll cut him. I'll probably keep Javonte Williams, because yes. I still don't know what Javonte can be.
I concur.
Yeah. I hate that that's the way it should go.
Yeah, I hate trading Gibson, but he's, I think, the clear trade. Like, yeah. The guy that you'll get the big return for.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think Clyde is getting some undue hate. I don't think he's as bad as anybody's really making him out to be. But I think we're only like a couple of weeks away from getting some Javonte Williams wow moments. Like, from starting to take more of that Melvin Gordon workload.
Yeah,
I mean, Javonte Williams is doing pretty good for not having that much volume.
Yeah,
like he legit might be the end up being the best one of these guys. Like,
he could be. I was looking at his stats the other day, and it was like, I forget what the exact numbers were, but I want to say he was like 24th or 25th in carries, but like 14th or 15th in like evaded tackles or juke rate or something like that. Like, he's been pretty efficient with the work he's gotten. It's just that, you know, he's only getting 8-9 carries a game.
Yeah, but as the season goes on, Melvin Gordon gets a little more beat up. He can be good. And this is dynasty we're talking. This isn't just redraft. He's yep. gonna be in the leading that backfield and probably gonna be all his. And they're still not giving Gibson all the volume we want Gibson to have.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, that really is not. Frustrating.
They're getting J.D. McKissickin, who's an inferior player, but you can't deny it. Like, he's going to be – I feel more comfortable with Javonte Williams' future workload.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't disagree at all. All right, I got three running backs as well. I wanted to find three top 12 running backs through this point, but I couldn't find anything that I really loved there. So we stretched it out to top 14. All right. So these guys, all three of them are top 14 running backs in PPR through this point of the season. So keep trade cut, Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, James Robinson.
Hunt, oh God. Oh God.
Yes.
Well,
I'm so glad this is the reaction it's gotten.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to give you anything for James Robinson.
No.
And I don't even think the Jaguars believe in James Robinson.
But they should.
They really should. He's a good player.
Like, if you're a contender, you should probably trade for James Robinson.
Mm.
He's fourth in rushing yards right now.
I don't know the Jaguars that.
Huh?
Somebody tell the Jaguars that, actually.
Dude, somehow he's averaging 5.8 a carry in that Jaguars offense. And they just don't. That's frustrating.
They're still sitting there like, I don't know.
Yeah, I love ETN, and I can't wait to see him healthy, but it still makes it even more perplexing. Like, you really could have went a different way with that second first-round pick.
That was a really bad pick.
Yeah.
Really bad pick.
I think I'll keep him, Mixon. Reason for this is I'm most confident with his consistent workload week in and week out. Will it always be a top performance? No, but he's third rush attempts this year. He's getting volume, and that's not something that's going to change unless they draft somebody in the future, which they need to focus on offensive line, which means Joe Mixon should get better. Trading Kareem Hunt because I think people still just like him more and still believe in him as that primetime handcuff who's still a top 12 running back. And cut Robinson because the world's not ready for it.
I'm going to cut Robinson. I'm going to trade Joe Mixon because for some reason people just love to latch onto him like a leech. I'm going to keep Kareem Hunt because he's the best running back out of all of them. And I don't think you're going to get the most from Kareem Hunt though. So. I'll believe in Kareem Hunt. Mr. What's he got? 5 touchdowns right now? Hell yeah.
I believe in Kareem Hunt too. And Eric, we're on the same page again. I'm keeping Hunt, trading Mixon, cutting Robinson. Cutting Robinson because the Jaguars don't love him. So
it's tough to I don't know what the future holds for Mr. Robinson.
I just hate everything about the Jaguars.
Yeah.
They make me mad.
Like, I don't know.
I don't even know how I feel about Trevor Lawrence anymore.
He had a really bad interception on Sunday. I'm not going to lie to you. Like they were down by the goal line in the red area, and there was one Jaguar. There was about 4 Titans, and he just threw it right to a Titan. It was not even close.
That's such a rookie.
He's a rookie. I blame that on being a rookie. I don't know if that's the one I want to blame it on. That was bad.
There's a lot of players on the Jaguars that I'm unsure about. There's one person with the Jaguars that I am sure of, and it's that Urban Meyer is trash. He is actual trash. He's a bad coach. He's not cut out for coaching at this level where he can't play the recruiting games and do all the college nonsense. But Urban aside, I don't know how long, I feel like Kareem Hunt for the last year and a half, I think he gets a little disrespected. I do. Because even coming into this year, it was like, oh, Kareem Hunt's a back-end RB2. Like, you know, he's RB24 to 26. All he is RB5 through 5 weeks. Like, and I know that Chubb's the guy, but, like, they put – it's not like Kareem Hunt is only out there on passing downs. Like, he gets his own drives. They use him at the goal line. Like, he gets plenty of usage in an offense that is obsessed with running the ball. That I love Kareem Hunt, man. I do.
They're 4-5 right now.
Yeah.
And they're one of the best run blocking teams in the league.
Yeah.
That's not going to change. So,
no.
Okay. All right. More Halloween.
Halloween time.
Favorite, easy one here. Favorite candy.
Cool.
Okay. Let me clarify here.
Oh.
Like candy, and this includes chocolate, correct? Like chocolate and all types of sweets, candies, not just like. Candy.
Halloween candy, man.
Okay, something Halloween candy. Hand
out. I'm not talking. You were not getting like Godiva chocolates here. Like.
Yeah. Right. Halloween candy. Gotcha. I'm going to need a minute.
Foss, you said cups?
Reese's, I said Reese's cups. Close, maybe Sour Patch Kids. It's between the two, even though they're completely different.
But that might be where I'm at as well. It's those two and Snickers for me.
Kit Kat's my third.
Kit Kat is...
Put that in my top five.
Kit Kat's not even in my top 10. Oh, Kit Kat. Ew. Kit Kat. Kit Kat is, here's a hot take. Kit Kat's a trash candy.
Oh, no.
Is, yeah, that's right. That's right. I said it.
This is where it's going to get contentious. Right now, is the- if you're trick or treating, I'd give you a swirly.
I'm a real big Skittles guy. I like Skittles a lot. I do love a good Reese's cup. All right,
Marshawn.
Also, I'm a big Milky Way guy, too. I feel like Milky Way gets crapped on a little bit.
Milky Way gets disrespected way too goddamn much. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Wait. Milky Way. Like,
I saw someone say, either tweet, or it might have been on TV or what, but they were like, who would ever buy a Milky Way? I was like, I buy a Milky Way at the gas station sometimes.
It's,
like,
it's chocolate, caramel, and the other type of chocolate, the mocha, whatever the hell it's got. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic candy. What are you hating over there?
It's delicious. Yeah. Also underrated, the Midnight Milky Way.
Oh, I'm a fan of all Milky Ways. You can give me anything.
Yeah. I love candy. Oh, I love candy.
Too. We're talking underrated Three Musketeer. I don't think nobody's ever bought a Three Musketeer at the store. They only get it at Halloween.
They just show up at people's houses around Halloween. They're like, I didn't buy this. Three Musketeers says you did.
You get it from Ghouls.
Where are you guys at on Butterfinger?
No, terrible candy. Not terrible. Really? Candy.
Yeah, just a firm terrible. Out. Like you're just out on Butterfinger.
It that whatever the hell that filling is, my dentist wants to fight it. Like it literally, literally like Chuck Nux, bud, get over here. We're throwing dukes. We're throwing dukes with whatever filling that is, because you're killing teeth.
Also, another candy I'm quite fond of. I like Payday. I like Payday a lot.
I love Payday.
I like Payday. My wife always tells me it's an old man candy though. So apologies to any of our old man listeners, but I love Payday, so I stand with you if you also love Payday.
We're elder
statesmen. I'm old man at heart. It's okay.
And if you like Heath bars, you're wrong. Okay, period.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
If you like a Heath bar, you're lying. You're just lying through your teeth.
Just saying you like it. Yeah. Just to please the other Heath aficionados.
Nobody likes Heath bars. All right, keep it rolling.
All right, Ryan, what do you got?
Oof, okay. Chris Godwin.
All right.
Deontay Johnson.
Okay.
Amari Cooper.
Ooh. Oh, it got interesting at the end.
Yeah. It just where they are right now, wide receivers 15, 17, 20. So all right around each other.
This is bad for me because I don't value Deontay Johnson. But I feel like a lot of people do. Mm.
I mean, they're so close to everything.
Who are we getting more for out of those three? That's a tough question for me.
I think to me, I don't know. I feel like my gut says that you're going to get the most for Deontay or Amari Cooper, which is disrespectful to Chris Godwin.
That is disrespectful to Chris Godwin. But that's probably true.
I think I'm going to keep Chris Godwin and I'm going to trade Amari Cooper and cut Deontay Johnson because I know Deontay Johnson gets his targets and gets all his work now. I wonder about what that looks like in the future, like in life after Ben and with Claypool progressing and Najee Harris being there. Amari Cooper, I think, is still young enough that you can, you know, trade him for a decent return for somebody who's a contender. And Chris Godwin, I think even if he doesn't stick with the Bucs and moves on next year, he's still moving on to a team that'll pay him to feature him like a bona fide number one wide receiver, which he's talented enough to be. So I feel good enough about keeping him.
I'm going to agree with you. I don't want Godwin to stay. I want him to go.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants him to go.
Yeah. He'll go somewhere and be a number one.
For sure.
Without looking at which one of those guys do you think has the most targets?
Deontay Johnson.
Probably Deontay, yeah.
Chris Godwin.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
That is surprising.
Yeah, he has 41, and then Deontay has 37, Amari has 35.
Where's Chris Godwin ranked for fantasy?
17.
Where's Mike Evans?
11.
Where's Antonio Brown?
18.
Oh, look at that.
Interesting. Well, Eric, what are we pacing on Tom Brady touchdowns? Have you looked at this?
I don't know what the pace is, but he's at 15 touchdowns through five games. Skip Newton. I'll see you in week 18 or whatever it is. We'll see just how funny that prediction was. It's a little too hot for you. I don't mind the spice. Nah, we'll see. He's got a busted thumb. He's playing Philly on short week this week. I don't see many touchdowns. Or he'll throw like four. It's one or the other. But yeah, okay. That was a good one.
Right, who you keep?
I was about to say Ian.
Oh yeah, I'm keeping Godwin. I said the future is just he's still super young. He's gonna get a huge contract somewhere. They're not gonna tag him 2 years in a row. Because it's just not worth it, especially on salary cap hell. Gonna trade Deontay Johnson just because people love him, and all my home leagues are in Pittsburgh, which makes it easier. And gonna cut Amari Cooper reluctantly, just because CeeDee Lamb is catching up to him.
I want to say something on Cooper. He's always dealing with something. He always has an injury. He's always dealing with, and I hate that.
I hate that.
It's the most annoying game when it comes to fantasy.
Even if you play every week and you have that questionable tag on it, I hate it.
It's the worst. God, it's Calvin Johnson in the last like 3 years of his career. It's like, well, he's still Calvin Johnson, but he has like six injuries right now. What's going on?
I benched Claypool this week in multiple leagues because he had that questionable. Didn't know there was that little nagging thing that I didn't know. Regret it. Probably cost me two games.
I'd start him this week. Seattle can't stop anything.
Yeah, I know. It's locked in already.
Yeah.
It's a good thing Jamal Adams got that contract, though.
Oh, my God. Bit of an overpay for a linebacker, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you know, these things, they tend to happen. I got one for you. Quarterbacks. We haven't done too much with quarterbacks. Keep trade cut. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert.
Oh, I thought that last one was going to be Mac Jones. Definitely would have kept him. That's a good. Oh man,
I'm keeping Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I'm. I don't even care that you can get the most Herbert. I'm not trading Justin Herbert.
Yeah, it's locked. I think I trained Joe Burrow. I think people believe in him now. Yeah. He's playing really well, and I'm kind of getting attached to Urban Meyer.
That's pretty much where I'm at too.
Agree with that one. Quarterback's the one position where I know we said. Trade the guy who gets the most value. Quarterback's the one position. I'm throwing that out the window. Quarterback, I'll keep. Quarterback, I don't care. Whoever's the best, that's the guy I'm keeping.
Herbert looks fantastic.
He is an absolute stud.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. That division, little off the track here. That division, and with the Raiders job opened up, Denver's never a slouchy. Like, Denver's a pretty coveted job, too. That division... And that job in Las Vegas, that's going to be such a coveted job.
Yeah, like, that's a talented team.
It is. It is. And that's a good market. You got a couple superstars in that division at quarterback. I'm excited to see what they do at that head coaching spot. Should be interesting.
All right, we got any more Halloween stuff to wrap it up with?
Hell yeah, we do.
if we were to wrap with Halloween, I have one more trade keep cut I want to do.
All right, let's do it.
You go ahead. You go ahead.
Just because we haven't hit tight ends yet, and I just want to make it super complicated. Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson, Kyle Pitts.
All right.
Why?
Again. You started it off with that, and you ended with that.
I went hard.
I'm going to keep Mark Andrews just because I think he's the most consistent, and I feel like people just consistently sleep on him, so I won't get the right trade value for him. I'm going to keep Mark Andrews. I'm going to trade Kyle Pitts because I feel like people will trade a lot for Kyle Pitts.
A lot.
I could, you know.
A ton.
Yeah, I could slice and dice some people for Kyle Pitts. And then, unfortunately, I'm cutting Hawk. That feels terrible. but I don't know who their quarterback is for the future. It's also the Lions. I'm just going to say no on that one.
Yeah, I'm the same order on this. Andrews doesn't have the trade value that these other guys have.
Yeah, that's not,
which is stupid.
Like he had 700 yards last year and 7 touchdowns, and everybody acted like it wasn't a good year. I don't understand. Yeah.
I think the fact that people probably won't pay up for Andrews is like, because in my gut, I want to say I will trade Kyle Pitts, keep TJ Hockenson, and cut Mark Andrews. But Mark Andrews is too good to cut, and I agree that you won't get what you're going to get in a trade for somebody like you will for Pitts. So I think you have to trade Pitts, as bad as that feels. It sucks. Sorry, TJ Hockenson, but because I love him. I love the player.
There's people out there in Dynasty who will give you anything for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, it's
like you can way overpay for him.
It started before the season where people were like, oh, if Kyle Pitts starts slow, you know, try and, you know, buy low on him. And people are like, I'm not going to buy low on him. Yeah, I'm not going to trade low on him.
And now, my God.
Kyle Pitts is a firstborn child type of player. He's a player that you will give your firstborn child for.
Yeah, if you want him, you have to be content with the fact that you are going to overpay. Like, that's just what it's – and sometimes there's players you got to do that for. Like, if you want a share of them or you want some more exposure – I don't think there's anything wrong with paying up to get your guys. That's makes fantasy fun.
Yep. When you're guaranteed the 8th best tight end season of all time, you got to pay up.
Yeah, that's again, these are the rules. These are the rules. And if you don't do it, we're shipping you to Antarctica.
Antarctica, you're going ice fishing. We're putting you in the ice.
Don't forget to pack your tennis racket shoes.
Shout out to our friends in Minnesota. All right. I really hope Matt or Skip and Zach don't listen to this. All right. Final Halloween question. This is I'm very intrigued to know your opinions on this. And if you give me any snarky comments saying these aren't good movies, then put up your fists. Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, or Nightmare Before Christmas. Which one's the best?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You view Nightmare Before Christmas as a Halloween movie?
Okay.
It teeters the line, man, so much. It
blurs the line.
It is a Christmas movie.
It does, but I love Christmas.
Oh, I do love Christmas. It's my two favorite things coming together.
Sandwiched together like a delicious sandwich.
A delicious Christmas and Halloween sandwich.
Yeah, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. That's that one takes me back. I like the other two as well, but I'm going to go Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's fair.
I'm about to upset you saying I've never seen Halloween Town.
Wow.
What?
But, yeah. We'll
just how old were you in 1998?
I won't talk about it.
Did you have a driver's license?
Did you have a childhood?
I was 13, dude. I didn't care 13, about that. 13,
that's the age range. Oh, my God, Ryan.
Does your
girl know about this?
Probably not.
Good God. You'd go right when this podcast is over, Ryan, you got to go right up to her and tell her, I've never seen Halloween Town. Listen, let me know what she says.
I've never seen the other two until I dated her.
Well, that's why I want you to tell her that you've never seen Halloween Town, so she might slap you. She might slap you, and she's within her rights. Within her rights.
I think we're going to Hocus Pocus, though.
It's a good classic.
I think it's funny, man.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, and it taught me the term yabos, which is hilarious.
What do you call them, Max? Yabos? This is a Disney Channel movie. What is that? That's okay. Good God, Ryan. Go watch Halloween Town right now. I know you have Disney Plus, too. There's no excuses.
Ryan, after recording this podcast, we'll be watching Halloween Town and giving a full review on next week's episode of this podcast.
I want a tweet thread. I want a thread on Twitter about it.
Is there, like, a skimmed-down version?
No, you watch the whole thing.
You want the cliff notes on Halloween Town?
There's no cliff notes. You watch the whole video. It is like 87 minutes long. It's not even an hour and a half. You go watch.
You know, like when you watch this episode of a TV show and they show what happened last week in like 67 seconds. Like
previously that. On Halloween Town.
No, there's none of that. You go pay respect to Leia's mother, okay? That's who that movie stars. Fun fact.
Enjoy your evening viewing of Halloween Town, and thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends over on the Blitz for all of your college fantasy football needs, and we'll be back next week.
Later, Spooky Taters.